The Sawtooth Mountain Clinic is conducting a study on mercury, fish consumption, and women of childbearing age along the North Shore. Joyce Cleese is a project coordinator, and Pat McCann is a program manager with the Minnesota Department of Health. They are joining us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Morning.
Well, this study is known as the Fish Project. Can you tell us about it, Pat?
Sure. The Fish Project stands for Fish Are Important for Superior Health. And what we're trying to do is reduce mercury exposure in women of childbearing age, because we found in a previous work that we've done that some of the babies that were born on the North Shore in Minnesota had higher levels of mercury than we think is safe. So we really want to work to inform women of which fish have lower levels of mercury, because eating fish is really good for the woman and also good for the developing baby. So we're trying to give them information about which fish are safe to eat and also information about what their mercury level is. And another goal is to try to incorporate this information into clinical practice so that when a woman comes to their healthcare provider, that the healthcare provider talks to her about this, because we know that healthcare providers are a good source of information for women.
And what are the groups that are involved in having this survey?
This project is funded by the US EPA through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, and partners in the North Shore area include the Cook County North Shore Hospital, Grand Portage Trust Lands, Grand Portage Health Service, and the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, and then, of course, the Minnesota Department of Health.
And which lets everybody know this is a very important project. And Joyce, would you tell us specifically about the process of this project?
Well, we're looking to enroll 500 women to get data about fish, if they eat fish, what fish they eat, and then to get a blood lab drawn to see what their mercury levels are and their fatty acid levels. At this point, we've got 306 women, so we're doing really well, but we are looking for 500, and the more women involved, the more data we have. And once all this data is received, then it will be analyzed by the Minnesota Department of Health, and there will be a report back to the community. But what the visit is, it's about a 30, 45-minute visit. I meet with the women, and also Danny Riley from Grand Portage meets with women up at Grand Portage Health Service. And we just basically go through some questions about the fish they eat, whether they eat fish. I send them to lab, and it's a small blood draw. So if people are hesitant about getting a blood sample, it's a very small sample, less than a teaspoon. And lab is great. We have an excellent lab here. So I've had just positive comments about them. So don't worry about the lab draw. And then once you get the lab drawn, I discuss more what go over education as far as what is the good fish to eat, talk about the risks and benefits of eating fish, but definitely say that the benefits outweigh the risks. And then they will fill out a questionnaire, more detailed questionnaire about what species they do eat. And then at the end of that visit, they will receive a $50 Visa card. So again, it's a free and confidential visit, takes 30, 45 minutes, and you do receive a Visa, $50 Visa card at the end of it. And it's exciting. The women I have enrolled have been really excited to be a part of the project. They get to know their own mercury levels, which is great. They get to learn about what fish to eat, and they're just excited to be a part of a bigger project.
And the education that they're getting to protect future pregnancies. And
Correct. Yeah, education is a huge piece of it. And the other part about is that we're educating now, but we'll have more information from this data to give more education in the future, too.
So you'll have a database of everyone that was in this project, and you can have communication with them then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is confidential. But yes, it's we will have their in their charts here, but it is a confidential visit.
And they can get the blood draw up at the clinic at Portage, too?
Correct. Yeah, okay. Danny Riley is interviewing women up at Grand Portage and doing blood draws up there. And then I'm interviewing women down here at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. Mm-hmm. And then the lab is doing the blood draws here.
Okay, so you still want to get up to that 500 if you can.
Yes. Yeah,
more than three-fifths of the way.
So, yeah, the better the project is.
So who can come? Anyone in Cook County.
16 to 50 year old women is what we're looking for, that age group. and you have to be available for a follow-up visit. The initial visit takes 30, 45 minutes, and then for those that have higher levels of mercury, we're asking those women to come back in 6 months for a similar visit, similar incentive Visa card, and then for every high lab result we have, we will ask two women from the lows as a control.
Okay, and then this can go like down the shore too.
Correct.
I mean, okay. Who can they contact if they want more information?
You can call the clinic 387-2330 and enroll through the front desk, or if you have questions, you can call and ask for me. And then at Grand Portage, it's 475-2235. And so you can either enroll at Grand Portage 475-2235 or Sawtooth Mountain Clinic 387-2330. And we are looking for enrollment we plan on going through or into June. So 500 women or enroll through June.
Okay. Well, we're speaking with Joyce Cleese and Pat McCann of the FISH Project. More information about the project is available from the clinic at 387-2330 and ask for the FISH coordinator. Is there anything else you would like to add, Joyce or Pat?
Well, I'd like to, again, encourage women to participate and say that the response I've had has been great. People have been really interested in the project. They feel like it's an important project. It's been easy to enroll. And then we're also asking women or other members of the community, if they know of ways to get people enrolled, to get women enrolled, to let us know. We're looking for ideas to get women to participate.
It could be maybe a transportation issue or childcare issue or something like that.
We want to make it accessible. Okay. You can enroll during clinic hours, and we have done some special events, but we're open to any ideas. So please call 387-2330 and ask for Joyce.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, and good luck with getting to 500.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.